A newly created homeless encampment on Hawaii Island has quickly become a target for both praise and criticism. It's Mayor Harry Kim's administration's latest effort to address the problems of the 1,000 or so homeless on Hawaii Island, some 70% of whom do not live in shelters or other transitional housing. Civil Beat reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Natanya.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. This is an issue to whose solutions, the solutions never can please everyone, can they?
This is true. And what Mayor Kim is attempting is definitely getting pushback from, people within Hawaii, but also it's a method. Creating safe zones is a method that is generally opposed by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Why is that?
Well, the focus now is on housing first, which is a method that prioritizes getting people who are living on the streets into a housing unit, rather than spending money on shelters or, in this case, it wouldn't really be a shelter, but an area that provides some amenities and some kind of shelter in some ways.
It's a venue that a facility with room for tents.
Right, exactly.
To put up tents. Mm-hmm. And a few amenities so that it's slightly more than the average homeless village. And these things are usually described as transitional, but the transition frequently doesn't take place, does it?
So there's a lot of different legal homeless encampments around the country, and criticism comes from folks who say that rather than acting as a place where people go to in some ways get back on their feet and then move into permanent housing, it ends up just being sort of a shanty town where people will stay for months or even years.
Mm-hmm. A dead end, in effect.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you break that log jam? You know, how do you address that issue?
Well, there are a few things that are essential. People who have studied safe zones across the country say location is very important. If it's close to an urban area, people who might be homeless but working need to be able to access their job. And social services are often located in, urban centers and urban areas. The current proposal for Village 9, Mayor Kim's, envisioned legal homeless encampment, is about 3 miles down a highway from Kona.
Mm-hmm.
But the prototype for Village 9, Camp Kikaha, is actually in an industrial area where a homeless resource center is located. Another thing that people really, feel is important is having access to social services. So if the location is far away from where a social service might be located, having whether it's case workers or mental health professionals actually go to the encampment.
This is the encampment we're talking about is not on a particularly appealing stretch of land, is it? It's not, we're not talking about a beautiful beach. We're talking about a piece of concrete in an industrial area, yeah?
Yes. Camp Kikaha, which currently provides, a shelter area for about 30 people, is an industrial area. And in some ways, it's favorable because it shares a property with a homeless resource center. However, the
Tanya, I think we just lost your audio. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. However, the proposed Village 9 is a little bit farther out, and there's currently nothing on the property. It's vacant state land with some bushes and lava rock. So it'll have to be transformed if this plan moves forward.
Well, we'll look to you to let us know when and if that transformation occurs, Natanya. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim.